إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. ما بعد، أرحب بكم ونواصل دروسنا من شرح عقيدة السلف أصحاب الحديث لفضيلة الشيخ الوالد العلامة الدكتور أبي محمد ربيع بن هادي عمير المدخلي، حفظه الله تعالى ومتعه بالصحة والعافية وغفر له ولوالديه وللمسلمين والمسلمات، آمين. We're going to still continue this chapter إن شاء الله تعالى from the creed of the Salaf, the pious predecessors, the people of Hadith. This is the creed of the Sahaba, Ridwanullahi alayhim, the companions and the Tabi'een, and the great Imams and those who follow them on that path. We're still in this chapter, which is Waswasatu Shayateen, the whispering of the devils. As Imam As-Saruni, rahimahullah ta'ala, he mentioned this chapter in this Aqidah, the book of Aqidah, the book of creed and sound creed. The last point we stopped at is the hadith of Ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhuma. But before that, the Shaykh says that the shaitan whispers to the people. Even the atqiyah, even those who are righteous and pious, still the shaitan whispers to them. لكن لا يضرهم. يوسوس لهم الشيطان بأشياء خطيرة جدا. لكن لا يبالون بها ولا تضرهم. Even the pious, the most righteous of the people, shaitan still whispers to them with matters that of extreme danger, they very dangerous matters. But it doesn't harm them, because them they don't pay no mind to it. Okay? And he mentioned as an example, قال فعن ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما قال, on the authority of Abdullah ibn Abbas, this great companion, the son of a great companion, he is the cousin of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because Al-Abbas is one of the uncles of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So this young companion at the time of the Prophet ﷺ, Abdullah ibn Abbas, he says, جاء رجل إلى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال يا رسول الله إني أحدث نفسي بالشيء لأن أخر من السماء أحب إلي من أن أتكلم به. A man came to the Prophet ﷺ and said, O Messenger of Allah, I find within myself, meaning some whispers, some thoughts, that which if I fall off the sky is more beloved to me than uttering these things and speaking about those thoughts. قال فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. So Ibn Abbas says that the Prophet ﷺ says, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Alhamdulillah, alladhi radda kaydahu ila al-waswasa. Prophet ﷺ, he said Allahu Akbar three times. And then he praised Allah. He says, all praises to Allah, that the plots of the shaitan are in the form of the whispers. Whispering. وعن أبي هريرة قال, another great companion, عبد الرحمن بن سخر الدوسي ابن أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه قال جاء ناس من أصحاب النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فسألوه إنا نجد في أنفسنا ما يتعاظم أحدنا أن يتكلم به. قال وقد وجدتموه؟ قالوا نعم. قال ذاك صريح الإيمان. Mention this narration is collected by Imam Muslim. The previous narration is collected by Imam Ahmad and Abu Dawood and Ibn Hibban and authenticated by Imam Al-Albani rahimahullah in Sahih Abu Dawood. في صحيح أبي داود. This narration I'm about to translate for you is in Sahih Muslim. Narrated Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu that some of the companions of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa radiallahu anhu majma'in came to him and said, these are the companions now, the best of the people, the best of this ummah. Okay? After the Prophet ﷺ. Rather, the ulama, they said they are the best of the people after the Prophet's period. And the messengers. So these are a group of the companions. They came to the best of mankind, the Prophet of Allah, our beloved Prophet Muhammad ﷺ, and said, we find things in our hearts that none of us would dare to speak or to express out loud. The Prophet ﷺ said, do you really find that? They said, yes. He said, there is clear faith. Or there is sound faith. This hadith is collected by Imam Muslim in his Sahih, in a chapter, Babu Bayani al-Waswasa. في الإيمان وما يقوله من وجدها. The chapter that is entitled Clarifying Waswasa. The waswasa is the whispers and the bad thoughts that a person finds within themselves with regard to faith and what the one who experiences that should say. That was the chapter in Sahih Muslim. قال الشيخ ربيع حفظه الله تعالى فبين صلى الله عليه وسلم أن هذا لا يضر إذا كنت كارها لما يمليه الشيطان ويوسوس به. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he mentioned in his hadith that the whispers of the shaitan doesn't harm a person, even if a person may have a bad idea come to his mind, it won't be harmful for such a person as long as he hates them. He hates those whisperings of the shaitan. فَلَوْ وَسْوَسَ لَكَ بِالْكُفْرِ وَأَنْتَ تَكْرَهُ ذَلِكَ فَكَرَاهِيَتُكَ لِذَلِكَ مِنْ صَرِيحِ الْإِيمَانِ. The Shaykh says, if the shaitan whispers to you with kufr, with disbelief, وَالْعِيَادَ, because the shaitan, he tries to get the people out of the path. Even if he whispers to you with disbelief, while you hate disbelief, you hating that is a sign proof to sincerity and being sincere and a sound faith. ثم قال الشيخ ربيع حفظه الله فيا إخوة الشيطان يتسلط على كثير من الناس فيمرضون ويقول أحدهم أنا كافر. He said, O my brothers, Shaitan really tried to bother many of the people. Okay? He tries. That's what the Shaitan do. He has no power over the people. He have no authority. But he tries. So much so that he makes the people, some people sick. Some people, they get sick. So much so that one of them say he's a kafir. A person will come to another say he's a disbeliever. تقول له كيف? Then you said to him, how is that? How you say you're a kafir now? We know you to be a Muslim, and now you just come and says I'm a kafir? I'm a disbeliever? يقول, the person will say, أقول في نفسي كذا وكذا. He said that's what he finds within himself. Thoughts about kufr and disbelief. نقول له لا. أنت مؤمن إن شاء الله. The Sheikh says, we said to him, you are a believer إن شاء الله. You are a believer إن شاء الله. وكراهيتك لهذه الوسوسة الخبيثة وهذا الإملاء الشيطان الخبيث للكفر هذا دليل على أنك مؤمن وهذا صريح الإيمان. He said, and we say to him, along with that you are a believer, inshallah, and the fact that you hate these whispers, these filthy whispers of the shaitan, this is a sound proof that you are a believer and that you are upon sound iman. فهذا سلاح أعطانا إياه رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لإهانة هذا الشيطان وطرده ورد كيده. Sheikh said, so this is a silah, a weapon that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, the Messenger of Allah, has given us to humiliate the shaitan and to chase him away and to turn him defeated. يقول لبعض الدعاء في المساكين أنت كفرت قلت كذا وكذا. Shaitan come and whispers to certain people, he says, دعاف, they weak in iman. Shaitan whispered to them that you're a disbeliever because you said this and this. قال الشيخ والله بعضهم يصاب بالجنون متدين متدين يهجم عليه الشيطان بالوسوسة ويأتي له بأشياء. He says, نعم, some of the people, they even lose their mind, والعياذ بالله, because of the effects of the whispers of the shaitan. So the Shaykh says, keep in mind, these people, they are religious. They practice the deen. They practice the religion. But the shaitan pound them with the waswasa, with the whispers. And he came to them with things that even the Sahaba, they say that. These are the companions, the best of the people. He says, لَأَنْ يَخِرَّ أَحَدُنَا مِنَ السَّمَاءِ أَحَبَّ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ أَنْ أُحَدِّثَ بِذَلِكِ. You find one of the Sahaba would say, for me to fall off the skies, more beloved to me than I utter and talk about that which they witness within themselves. فقال صلى الله عليه وسلم الحمد لله الذي رد كيده إلى الوسوسة وقال ذلك صريح الإيمان. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he praised Allah that that's now all what the shaitan can do, it's just the whispers. عينام. And he mentioned also, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said that is the sign of a sound faith. إذا قال لك الشيطان كذا وكذا قل أبدا أنت كذاب أنا لست بكافر هذه وسوستك أنت يا خبيث والرسول شهد لي بأن هذا صالح الإيمان. يا إخوان, this is very important because me personally I received some of the questions from certain people who that's what they say. They call and they says he's not a believer, she's not a believer anymore. That's it. I said, what are you talking about? No, that's it. No Islam, no. The Shaykh, he says, if the shaitan come and whisper to you this or this from the bad things, say you're a liar. I'm not a disbeliever. Shaitan will come and whisper to you that you're a disbeliever and you take it and accept it and stop praying and stop fasting, stop worshiping Allah because of the whispers of the shaitan. No, the Shaykh, he said, said to the shaitan that you're a liar. I'm not a disbeliever. This is only your whispers, your filthy one. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam have witnessed for me that this is a sound iman. Because the shaitan, he ain't going to go to someone corrupt and whisper to him. You know? As one of the author I read, I'm just going to mention it, but Allah musta'an, I don't know it's where, I don't remember right now where I read it. But some of the Jews came to one of the, whether the Sahaba or the Tabi'een, and say, why we don't find this waswasa that you guys are talking about? He says, oh, what the shaitan will do with someone who's already corrupt? If you're already corrupt, why is shaitan going to waste his time and try to whisper to you? Shaitan, he focuses on the people who are upon haqq, upon iman. Al-Ayin, as I mentioned, that what I just mentioned right now, if somebody knows the source of it, inshallah ta'ala, you can make that known to us. Barakallahu fikum. If I find out later on that it is weak or something, I will let you know, inshallah ta'ala. You read that yesterday? That's good. Well, alhamdulillah, at least it's not from the waswas, huh? It's not like I'm just waswas. So, alhamdulillah, somebody agree with me. You read it yesterday? You drink no Kool-Aid? All right, you're good. on salaf.com? The saying of the salaf. Ahsan, jazakallah khair. Barakallah. Naam. So the sheikh, he says, of course you don't see the shaitan, but that's what you should say to yourself. When the shaitan come and whisper to any one of us, oh, you're a kafir, that statement you made is kufr, that action is kufr. Say, no, it's not. You're a khabith. You're filthy, and don't pay no mind to that waswasa, okay? No. قال الشيخ وأنا إذا جاءني شخص وقال عندي هذه الوسوسة أعطيه مثل هذا الدرس. The Sheikh said, if a person come to me and say he's suffering from the such whispering, he said, I give him this class. I give him the same advice, this talk and this class. قال فقد يحصل لبعض الناس أن يهجم عليهم الشيطان بهذه الوساوس الخبيثة خاصة عندما يراه مقبلا على الدين. He said, yes, the shaitan will come after a person with these filthy whispering. What's the difference? And whispers is not mudare. So what's the most used one? Whispers or whispering? The same thing. Okay. The whispers slash whispering, okay? Make everybody happy. No. He said, if the shaitan brings these whispers to you, yahjum, it's like in a form of an assault. I come after you. He ain't going to just come and drop it by the gate or by the door. He's going to come. Subhanallah. He said, so especially the shaitan, he will come at you and after you when he see you trying to be upon the right path and you want to practice Islam correctly. Now the shaitan is going to come after you. I know. قال فالسلاح الذي يشهر في وجه هذا الشيطان الخبيث. He says, but the weapon that you should have to defend yourself against this filthy shaitan, أن هذا هو صريح الإيمان بشهادة رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فيخسأ الخبيث. The weapon is not a blade or a sword or rifle. No, you can't stop the shaitan. You just can't. You're not going to shoot the shaitan because you don't see it. But how is iman, sound iman? Once you know that at that moment when the shaitan tried to mess with you, if you can use these terms, okay, to whisper to you about kufr, you're weak, you're kafir, this whispering come to you, then say, no, as Prophet ﷺ said, that's a sign of sound iman. فَيَخْسَى الْخَبِيثِ. So the filthy one, which is the shaitan, will be driven away. That's how he be casted away and driven away. تقول آمنت بالله ورسله وتستعيد بالله من الشيطان. That's what you say when any of these whispers or whisperings come to your mind, to your head. You say آمنت بالله, I believe in Allah. and I believe in all the messengers of Allah. And you say, I seek refuge with Allah from the shaitan. And that's what you say. وَيَعْتَقِدْ فِي قَرَارَةِ نَفْسِهِ أَنَّ هَذَا لَا يَضُرُّهُ أَنَّ هَذِهِ الْكَرَاهِيَّةِ فِي نَفْسِهِ لِهَذِهِ الْوَسْوَسَةِ يَصَلِحْ الْإِيمَانِ. And you should, that person should have a firm belief that this whisperings would not harm him at the least. And that person, he or she, hating these whispers of the shaitan, that's a sign of sound faith and sound iman. Alhamdulillah, that's the answer. Allahu Akbar. Answer is so easy when it comes from the ulama. I remember me when people used to call me, I'm like, Ya akhi, you're a Muslim, mashallah. You believe in Allah, right? We try to say it, but not in very decisive way. Okay? But here, if you feel these whispers and you are a person who's Muslim, alhamdulillah, practicing your religion, the shaitan is going to play with you. He's going to come after you. What do you say? Amantu billah. I believe in Allah. Say that to yourself. You believe in Allah. Don't just, say it, I'm a kafir now. A'udhu billah. Don't give up. Or give in. Actually, don't give in to the whispers of the shaitan. And in the Shaykh, he mentioned, قال, الشاهد. This is not a dua. This is what the Shaykh said. It says, say, Amantu billah wa rusulihi. And then say, A'udhu billahi min al-shaytan al-rajim. A'udhu billahi min al-shaytan. الشاهد يقول الشيخ أن العقلانيين ينكرون بعض الأحاديث وبعض الآيات المتعلقة بالغيب من الجن والسحر ونحوها. جزاك الله. Where is that? حسن المسلم. الله أكبر. There you go. آمنت بالله ورسوله. نعم. That's الدعاء. جزاك الله خير. من حسن المسلم. Number 40. Huh? Because I looked at it. On the, it's not like I memorized the book or something. I just look at it on the screen of the brother's phone, and I want to make sure there was four. Halayin. Then the Shaykh, because before this, if you remember in the previous class, he was talking about the Aqlaniyun. Who is the Aqlaniyun? Huh? Yahya? No doubt, but Aqlaniyun. Ahsant. They call them rationalists. Right? I'm saying that right? Rationalists. Aina. Aqlaniyun. Intellectuals. Those who they put intellect before the text. Ayah comes, sound hadith, but they say, no, that make no sense. Logically, that can't apply this. That's what they say, like the Mu'tazila and the like. And the philosophers, they're like, yeah, that make no sense. And they turn down a hadith. Said, no, I can't apply this. Because they couldn't understand it themselves. وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ. So the Shaykh, he was talking about this Aqlaniyun. And the philosopher, that some of them, they deny the existence of jinn. I know. Some of them who say, no, jinn exists, but they says, no, cannot whisper to you. They don't have no, they don't bother you, nothing. I know. But Quran says what? قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ مَلِكِ النَّاسِ إِلَهِ النَّاسِ مِنْ شَرِّ الْوَسْوَاسِ الْخَنَّاسِ. I know. الَّذِي يُوَسْوِسُ فِي صُدُورِ النَّاسِ مِنَ الْجِنَّةِ وَالنَّاسِ. أي نعم. بارك الله فيكم. And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, what he said to those two men when he was walking his wife, when the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, his wife, which one of them she came and visited the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم when he was in the masjid? What's her name? Safiya bintu Huyay bintu Huyay. أي نعم. The mother of the believers, one of our mothers. Because the wives of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم are the mothers of the believers. رضي الله عنها وعنهن أجمعين. He saw two men when they saw the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, they walked fast. Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم على رسلكما. إنها صفية بنت حيي. Slow down. She's only says Safiya bint Huyay. And they know that Safiya bint Huyay, she's the wife of the Prophet ﷺ. Even them, they say, Subhanallah, O Messenger of Allah, we're not going to think nothing. Shaitan, he says, Inna shaitana yajri min al-insani majra dam. See this? Fakhashitu an yaqdifa fi qulubikum shay'a. Shaykh says, the shaitan runs through the human being like the blood. And I'm afraid that he may cast something in your hearts. But the Aqlaniyun, they deny all this. The Shaykh says, the Aqlaniyun, they deny some of the narrations, some of the ayats that talks about the unseen, such the Alam of Al-Jinn. They deny the ayats and the ahadith that talks about the jinn and talks about sihr, magic, and sorcery, and the like. ويتسللون إلى بعض الجماعات الإسلامية في مصر والسودان وهي فكرة محمد عبده وأخذها عنه الغزالي المعاصر وأخذها عنه غيره ينكرون هذه الأشياء. And then these rationalists, they spread this evil through some of the groups, deviated groups in Egypt and in Sudan. And this is the idea of this man called Muhammad Abdu. Muhammad Abdu. And then this, it was taken from one of the contemporary deviant person, his name Al-Ghazali. Aina, Muhammad Al-Ghazali. He took that from him and he's spreading this evil. Yunkiruna hadi, they said there's no such thing. And they reject clear ahadith because they make no sense to their weak intellect. Instead to say, look, these are ahadith, we don't understand them, it's our problem. Let's seek more knowledge so we can only ask Allah to grant us understanding. They're like, no. In matter of fact, this man, Muhammad Abdu, he's one of the main students of another deviant person. His name is Jamaluddin al-Afghani, who was a person in the late 18th century or 19th century and the beginning of the 20th century. It's like in the 18th AD, 90s until the 19th, the beginning of the 19s. Okay? 1910 and the like. This man, he was a vicious man. This man, Al-Afghani. He called to Wahdat Al-Adiyan. Okay, that all of the religions are the same and the like. And he denies the Ahadith, Al-Ahad, and many things. Alayin Muhammad Abdu, he was one of his students. Even though for some of the Muslims, especially some of the Arabs, Muslims, they think that this man is one of the great scholars of Islam. Because they have no understanding. When this name Muhammad Abdu is mentioned, they're like, oh, that great man who've done a lot for Islam. This is the man who corrupt the Muslims. He didn't do nothing. He's the one who, along with one of the famous writers, his name Qasim Amin, I don't know if you heard his name or not. This man, he was from Egypt, Qasim Amin. He's a famous man too. But both of them, they joined forces and they wrote a book called Tahrir al-Mar'ah, Freeing the Woman. Meaning freeing the woman from adhering to Islam to do whatever you want to do. Now they have a great impact on the women. The women before, they used to be in the house, mashallah, practice Islam correctly. They have haya and modesty. They told them, now, this is not, that Islam is an old Islam. Now, the Islam that this person, Afghani and Muhammad Abdu, they wants to bring, and Qasim Amin, they wants to bring, is like al-Islam al-Hadith, al-Ladhi yuwakib al-Asr al-Hadith. They says, no, Islam has to go with the technology and with the modern era. You see what I'm talking about? And they're like, no, this hadith, we can't apply it. Come on, it's 20th century? And then they tell the woman, no, you have to go out now and do what you're going to do. You have rights and the like and this. وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ عَلَىٰ أَيِّنْ هَذَا الرَّجُلْ مُحَمَّدْ عَبْدُ عَقْلَانِ مَا تُرِيدِ Sufi. He's عَقْلَانِ. When I checked on his biographies and what they said about him, he's عَقْلَانِ. He's a rationalist. From those people who they see things through their intellect. But the Muslim should say, hey, سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا. We hear, we obey. We hear what? And you obey what? قَالَ اللَّهِ قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهِ. That's all I need. This is what Allah says? Alhamdulillah. This is what the Prophet says? This is what the Sahaba apply? If I don't understand it, that's my problem. Okay? And I'm going to try to make efforts to understand. And ask Allah to grant me the sound understanding. These people know, this Muhammad Abdu and the like, يُنْكُرُ السُنَّةِ وَيَعْتَمِدْ عَلَى الْقُرْآنِ فَقَطْ. That's one of their problems, the عقلانيون. They say they're Muslims, but they deny the Sunnah. You bring them a hadith, they say, لا, bring me a Qur'an. Qur'an. Number two, رَدُّ أَحَدِيثِ الْأَحَادِ فِي الْعَقِيدَةِ. Likewise, that's one of their signs. They do not accept the أَحَدِيثِ الْأَحَادِ. Meaning the hadith in عقيدة that is narrated by one companion. Like innama al-a'malu bil-niyat, huh? That is came to us through Umar ibn Khattab radiyallahu anhu. They says no, we don't accept that. Thalithan, the third of this mini. This is only a selection from many evil points about this man Muhammad Abdu. So you know who he is. Mutaba'atuhu li shaykhihi al-Rafidi Jamal al-Din al-Afghani, that he followed his shaykh. Who's a Rafidi? Shi'i Rafidi. This Jamal al-Din al-Afghani. He was from a Rawafid. And you know the Rafida. What they are on. They curse the companions. They say they kuffar, all of them except for a few, handful. Aisha radiallahu anha. They never believe that she's innocent. They don't. The Rawafid, they says, no, Aisha, she committed adultery. Even though Allah revealed Quran that we still read, that she's innocent, they don't care. They says, no, Aisha did it. That's kufr, wa'iyadu billah. To deny the Quran, and to slander the Prophet ﷺ, and to talk in the honor of the Prophet ﷺ, the Prophet of Allah like that, and they still do that in their Jumu'ah khutbahs at this present time. And that's what they teach their children. This Jamal al-Din al-Afghani was a Rafidi. The Rafid, Allah al-Musta'an, ya akhwan. They believe in the 12 Imams. Ali is one of them, the first. None of these 12 Imams is a prophet, by the way. And they believe in them, that they are better than the prophets. Sometimes they don't say that, sometimes they say it. But even if they don't say that, if somebody says, I never heard that, okay. What they believe, that their Imams, they know the unseen. They control the universe. Nothing happening here or there except with their permission. If this is not shirk, what shirk could be? And then if you look at their explanation in their books, how they explain the Quran and how they... One of their mashayikh, he was given a khutbah or a class or something, and he says, you know what you mean in wattini was zaytun? Wattini was zaytun. You know the ayah, right? So what is wattin? Was zaytun? He said, attin is al-hasan. Al-zaytun is al-husayn. Allah is swearing by al-hasan al-husayn. والتيني والزيتون. He says this one of their mashayikh, their mulali, mulla they call them. He says التين والزيتون is حسن الحسين. Another one. These are their statements in YouTube. It's not like a lie. People saying. One of them says, "It's amazing, akhi. Allah musta'an. Look at their aqidah." He says. One of them says. He's talking about Hitler now. Yeah, you know Hitler, right? This German Nazist. When he has a conflict with the Russians, and they sent to him because he stayed in Germany, they sent to him and says, "Look, man, we're in a deep trouble. Send reinforcements. All right? They said, send reinforcements, man. The Russians are surrounding us." You know, he said what Hitler said to them? He said to them, "Be patient as al-Hussein was patient. And his family." Hitler said that. He said, and they did that, and they were patient as al-Hussein was patient, and they were victorious. And then that sheikh, he says, they were victorious because they say in the name of al-Hussein. Hitler was a Shia or something or what? I don't know. I never heard that before. I never heard that before. Allah understand. They say this in their classes, yaqi. These are the Shia. That's what they talk. No. Say that again?
In their classes, when they say this, it's like they're giving people benefits of Hawaii.
Oh, the Shia? I don't know why they say that. I mean, I don't know. Aina. So this Muhammad Abdu, that's his problems. Number four, At-Taqrib Bain Al-Adiyan. وَهِيَ دَعْوَ خَبِيثَ إِلْحَادِيَّ. Likewise, one of his filthy ways, this Muhammad Abdu, is that he tried to make the Muslims believe that Islam, Judaism, Christianity is all the same. And that's ilhad wal iyad billah. How can you say that Judaism, Christianity and Islam is all one thing? And khamisan qawluhu bi wahdat al wujud. Even the ulama, they mentioned that this man, he say bi wahdat al wujud, the omnipresent, like Allah is everything and everything is Allah wal iyad billah. أي نسأل الله السلام والعافية. قال الشيخ فهم عقلانيون أخذوا بمذهب المعتزلة وزادوا عليه والعياذ بالله. The like of this man, like جمال الدين الأفغاني, محمد عبدو, الغزالي, and the like, they are عقلانيون, rationalists. They put their intellects before the texts. They can deny a text just because it didn't make no sense to their wicked intellect. وَالْعِيَادَ بِاللَّهِ. They follow the madhab of the Mu'tazila, the deviated sect of old, from long, from the time of the Tabi'een. That was founded by the deviant person who was kicked out of the circle of Al-Hasan al-Basri, rahimahullah, Wasil ibn Ata'. So they follow the madhab of this deviant sect, Al-Mu'tazila, and they add to it. They adhere the aqidah of the Mu'tazila, and they add to it. Nas'a Allah, as-salamu al-afiyah, the Shaykh said, wal-iyadu billah, we seek refuge with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from such dalal. قال الشيخ, وَنَحْنُ نُؤْمِنْ أَنَّ الشَّيْطَانِ يَجْرِي مِنْ ابْنِ آدَمْ مَجْرَ الدَّمْ وَأَنَّهُ يَدْخُلُ عَلَى قَلْبِ الْإِنسَانِ وَسْوِسَ فِيهِ وَيُؤْذِيهِ وَلَا عِصْمَةَ لَهُ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. Said, na'am, we believe, and this is the aqidah of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, aqidah al-Salaf, Ashab al-Hadith. So we believe that the shaitan runs through the human being like the blood, and that he enters into the heart of a person to whisper and to cause the person harm. And there is no safety from this except with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. By turning to Allah and seeking refuge with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَا يَتَسَلَّطُ إِلَّا عَلَى الْكُفَّارِ الْأَشْقِيَاءُ وَالْفُسَّاقِ الْمُجْرِمِينَ. He said the shaitan, really those who they honor his invitations and they apply his whisperings and the like, They are the kuffar, the wicked, and the criminals. أَمَّا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الصَّادِقُونَ As for the truthful believers, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ يَرُدُّ كَيْدَهُ فِي نَحْرِهِ بِهَدِي الْأَشْيَاءِ As for when the shaitan whispers to the true believers, because he does whisper, you can't say I'm immune. No, the shaitan is going to come and whisper to you some things and you feel this way or that. He said, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will turn his plans and plots down. By what? By these things. If you're firm upon the aqidah of the salaf, you're upon the tawheed, you believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know this, this is your reality, this is your belief, this is your creed. You believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but when the shaitan comes and whispers to you, then, alhamdulillah, that's how you fight back. With that sound, iman, you know that, alhamdulillah, that's a sign of iman, that the shaitan will come after you and whisper to you and the like. فَلَا تَدُرُّهُ وَلَا يَتَمَكَّنُ مِنَ التَّصَرَّتُ عَلَيْهِ Then the shaitan will come and whisper, and inshallah, but he won't harm that person. He would not harm him. Insha'Allah, bi-idni Allah. We're going to stop here, inshallah ta'ala. This chapter is far from being over. We will continue next class, inshallah, next Tuesday. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us and you from the whispers of the shaitan, from the shayateen. Remember, because there is shayateen of the human being as well. You try to be on the right path, and the shayateen will call you. We want to... You want to come early to the masjid? Akhi, come on. Who goes to the masjid 1 hour early before the adhan? Is it? Especially on Yawm al-Jumu'ah. You want to come early on Yawm al-Jumu'ah. You want to come 2 hours or 3 hours or more. Shaitan from the human being. Ya Akhi, why you want to go so early to the masjid? Subhanallah, take it easy. Come on. Let's hang out. Sit down, man. Let's kick it. Kick it. You're going to kick it. Whisperings. Now you need to be with from those people who you may call somebody and says, Akhi, where are you at? I'm going to the masjid, mashallah, early. He's like, early? And they're like, okay, mashallah, you come and you find him here. That's the person you want to like compete with him. Not those people that you want to do good. You want to spend in the way of Allah. And he'll tell you, you're not the only one here. Keep your money in your pocket, man. Why you want to spend? Why? No, don't. Let somebody else do it. You always do this? You're not the only one here. No, ya akhi, you need people to encourage you. Say, ya akhi, go ahead, tafaddal. You spend in the way of Allah. You want to go visit a sick person? You need to be around those people who say, let's do it, let's go. Not like someone, well, we just went 3 months ago. That's what I'm going to tell you. Didn't we just went 3 months ago? Okay, so that's okay, man. Now we go another time. Next Eid. These are people trying to keep you away from doing what is right, from doing what is good. And especially when you come to the rights of the parents. You need to understand. You find a person, I can't go, akhi. What happened? My mother called me. She said she wants me. Come on, man. Your mother, find a way to get rid of around that, akhi. Come on, man. This is serious. What's serious? Baseball game. A football game. That's serious now. What's more serious? A man go and spend some time with his mother and take her places and or play a ball game with his friends. SubhanAllah. So the shaitan isn't gonna leave a person alone. The believers, those who are the more you're trying to be firm and apply Islam correctly, he ain't gonna have these whispers and whisperings and shaitan come after us. Then we have to be firm. And don't give up. Be firm and say, Amen to Billah. Especially when the shaitan whispered to you, said, man, you're no Muslim, man. You're nobody. You're going to the hellfire. Some people, they have thoughts like this. Just because they do something bad, hellfire. And then that's what's stuck in their mind, that he's in the hellfire. That's it. Nothing's going to be, or nothing's going to change. A'udhu Billah. Say, Amen to Billah. Wa Rusulihi. I believe in Allah and His messengers, alayhi salatu wa salam. and be firm upon that aqidah and that belief, the shaitan will continue to throw the arrows, but you're in a fortress now. You're in a fortress, alhamdulillah. But if the fortress is sound, those arrows will rebound back. And they're not going to harm you in any. So we have to look at our defense. How strong our defense against the shaitan. If it's weak, shaitan gets us. We have to check our walls. Hey now. How long our fortress can stand against the shaitan and his tries and we gotta make sure to fortify that fortress, right? With iman, with knowledge, with the sound aqidah, with tawheed, with sunnah. So the shaitan will come, that's all he can do, come to the gates and go back. There's no opening, no cracks, no window open, not why, because you checked, you did your homework. Ain't that? But if a person don't do that, leave door open, leave a gate open, the wall is so low, and he wonder what you guys doing here. You leave the door open. You gotta make sure the fortress is strong. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us beneficial knowledge that is capable of righteous actions, and keep us firm upon the sunnah, and protect us from the plots of the shaitan and the shayateen. وصلى الله وسلم على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا